on real adventures. It's time to get all aboard for Dometic, mobile living made easy.
Welcome back to Real Adventures. It's time for All Aboard, everything you need for adventures big and small. Our special guest this morning is Zach Cross from Cross Country Fishing Charters. Good morning, Crossy.
G'day, lads. How are you going?
We're going well. Now, talk to us the story around your foray into fishing chartering. You've worked in mines, you've been in the building industry, and a few years back you decided to change course.
Well, the question is, what made him literally spend a fortune on a boat after taking that massive punt? I think this is the question everyone wants to know.
Love of fishing.
Take us through it. Take us through your story, Crossy.
I'm still actually asking myself that now. Pretty well it all stemmed was obviously being a building trade, love that family business. Stemmed out on my own, got a contract in the mines. That was great. Short-lived though, mine site shut down. Come back home. My partner, Laura, she got her graduate nursing in Geelong. And so we thought we'd have a sea change. So from Horsham, we moved to Geelong. And then when I got there, I thought, well, I've always spoke about running a tackle store or a fishing charter or doing something. But I think I just like talking about it. I like saying it, not actually doing it. So I finally put words into action and made the trip down to Richardson Marine. We started drawing up a charter boat, started at 7 metres, and then I ended up with a 9.3 metre, 2.95 Sea Cruiser. So, yeah, it was just one of them things that just sort of progressed. I've loved boats. I've bought and sold boats my whole life. Travelled around sort of Australia picking them up. It was all about the adventure, going to get them, and I'd sort of fill them up and flip them, and so then here I am now, running charters out of Geelong.
It's obviously a big decision either, you know, when you're starting a new business, buying new, or as you've done before, you said you've sort of bought boats, done them up and sold them on. Why is it that you went building a boat from scratch and really having quite a big input in it? Because you've got you've done a little bit of sort of media work with the boys from The Captain, and sort of detailed your story around the construction of that boat. It's quite intricate, and it's a serious weapon, your boat.
Yeah, well, thanks, mate. It was sort of one of the things, because I'm pretty fussy with my boat, and so all the boats I've had, sort of what I did was I sort of took all the best bits from all the boats I've had in the past, and sort of what works. But the biggest thing was I'd never actually obviously ran a charter business, so to say us lads going out for a fish, we'll fish completely different to bringing 8 punters out. So that was sort of what I had to try and get my head around. But I just wanted to build. Eventually, it's just a big wreck boat. I wanted people not to feel like they're on a barge. I wanted them to still feel like they're on a fast recreational boat that they can blow their hat off and we can get to a spot quick, and because I love speed too, I love going fast. Unfortunately, with that, the fuel bill gets a bit high, but I'm willing to sacrifice that for my own enjoyment too. So, so it's just all about the adventure, pretty well. By all means, I'm not the best fisherman out there. I just I'm very passionate, and it's probably just as much about the adventure as it is about the fishing. With our charters, which I think we try and show that with some of our social sites, and that it's always a laugh.
Well, that's one thing that I've noticed on your Instagram, especially, and you can follow Cross Country Fishing Charters on Instagram and on Facebook. It's always a bit of a laugh. You're always yelling and screaming, I'll say it, like an idiot on his camera with the punters, having a bit of fun, pulling Mako sharks over the side. But you are catching some bloody fish, Zach. You're getting some crackers.
Moving down here, obviously, with not knowing much about the area, I'm the first one to put my hand up there. I don't have the experience that everyone else has got. Like yourself, you've fished here forever. All the other charter boys born and bred here. So I had to create something that stood out, and that's why I sort of designed the boat I did. And that's why I ended up putting the 24-inch touchscreen in it.
That's a soft spot at the moment here, because I don't know if Pat didn't quite get his big screen in his boat, did you, Patrick? Oh, he's looking at me with an angry face.
Yeah, 20 grand.
well, I originally designed mine to have 216, and I couldn't fit it in. So I said, what's better than 216s? And they go, the biggest, 24 inch. I said, well, I've already gone this far, so you might as well put it in.
I tell you what, the way that Richardson Marine just would have seen dollar bills coming their way, because they've convinced him with everything.
No, it's a weapon. One of the things I love about it, Crossy, it's dual helm. You've actually got one on the deck, but obviously being plate aluminium, you're able to actually trailer it, so you can take it right around the state, and if you wanted to, right around the country, and chase big game fish.
Well, that was the whole idea. The boat was originally going to be 7 metres, and then it obviously got bigger, and so then we pretty well, once I'd quadrupled my budget, there was no turning back. I said, let's build the heaviest boat, the biggest boat I can that I can sail off, and we're literally right on the limit. Like, you got to be careful how many sinkers you put in when you're sailing it, because you're right on the limit. But, I wouldn't change a thing. And that was the whole idea. We wanted to create something still comfortable enough, but something that you can still manoeuvre and manoeuvre it like a trailer boat, which that second helm station, that's the best. And I went to the Hutch and Wilco Boat Show in New Zealand just as I was designing the boat, which was a very bad move, but a great move now. That cost me a lot of money, that trip, just from all the ideas. That second helm station, I got that over there, and I use that for my docking. I use it to... say when we're chasing a bigger fish, I'm out at the back there, so it's absolutely brilliant.
You're listening to Real Adventures. We're chatting to Zach Cross from Cross Country Fishing Charters. If you want to book a charter, make sure you follow him on Instagram or Facebook, or give him a call on 0417 220294. Snapper, there's been plenty of them around of late, Redmond.
Yeah, and Zach's been well and truly getting amongst them offshore, outside of Bowen Heads there on his charters. The only little bit drama with getting offshore can be the wind at times, but this time of the year, with our warm days that are coming, most days during the week, you get 4 or 5 days out of a week now where Zach can get out there. The snapper on the chew, Zach?
Yeah, mate, it's just been amazing. The snapper definitely have fired up offshore. It's one of them things like early season, which, as you know, Red, the bite period is a little bit smaller. So you just got to, what we've found, we've just been moving around a lot. There's no secrets in fishing anymore out there, as you'll see on a good day. There's so many boats out there. We've just been very lucky. We've landed some fresh baits on top of some hungry fish, and it's been a really good start to the season.
We spoke at the start of today's episode, Zach, around kingfish, and you landed one a month or so ago. When do you think you'll start to really chase them and put time into them on the boat? Because it's obviously one of the things that punters love fishing for, but they're also a really finicky fish to chase and catch, and you've got to put a lot of time into them in order to get and improve your chances of actually catching them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you're dead right there about being finicky. They're probably the most frustrating species that we have on offer around here, but the most exciting in the same breath. So we landed that one a month ago. That was a bycatch off the bottom. And, I was pretty excited to see them colours, let me tell you. once that water temp, like, we'll find over the next sort of 3 weeks to a month, we will start sounding a lot of schools of them. But trying to hook them and entice them onto the end of the rod is another thing. So once that water temp sort of picks up leading up to Christmas, I reckon the season's a little bit delayed on last year, so it could be any time, I think. Christmas, in that January period, we'll start seeing a few more caught, and then hopefully once that trigger switches, you just got to be ready to go, because you got to jump on them while they have a red hot crack.
And that's one thing with Zach's charters, Paddy, is when he's fishing, he doesn't like. It's how to explain it is, it's not just targeting one. You can target one species, but you can come across anything. The style and the how he's fishing offshore. He sets his boat up with his punters. He's got fresh bait, and he can cover ground with his drifting methods. You catch snapper, gummies, gurnard, nanogai, kingfish, mako sharks, seven gill sharks, bronzies, whatever comes up. So you pretty much in for a shot at nearly every charter he goes out and coming across any species, nearly any time of the year, the way things happen these days. So if you do want to get on board this boat, make sure you do give him a call because it's well worth getting on. You can follow him on Instagram, on Facebook, Cross Country Fishing Charters, or give him a buzz on 0417 22 094. Give him a buzz, get on board, and have a great day out. I'm sure he'll even cook you a snag or two. Thanks for joining us this morning on Real Adventures Cross Country Fishing Charters, Zachary.
Thanks, lads. Well done. Cheers.